by Josh Warner and Josh Van Gorp, and the tip control by the Eagles, and we are underway the Tulip City Showdown round two of this first opening night. And now jungling the steal up ahead of traffic, the reverse layup is in. Jungling strikes first for the Eagles. They lead 2-0. The steal and score in the first turnover as Altman looks for a three. He'll knock it down. John Altman from way downtown gets the first three of this game. Vandahar to answer. Yes! Nothing but net as Ryan Vandahar buries a deep shot. And Pella Christian back on top 5-3. And a steal, Trayton Sturgeon. Three Eagles turnovers and Sturgeon will finish for two. Coast to coast for Trayton Sturgeon, and we're knotted up at five. Offensive rebound, though, back to Nelson, finding Warner right side. He'll finish for two.
Yeah, those are the two juniors that have played together at the varsity level since they were freshmen. Warner the rebound, the kick out to Grant, the drive, redirect, and Warner to finish.
A lot of action early. Sturgeon, a spin move, a beautiful kiss off the glass and in. Pella missed Sturgeon a year ago. He's playing on fire to start this game. Went out, kicks it out. Altman, right corner for three. Yes! John Altman, the sharpshooter, has two from downtown early, and the Dutch extend their lead. Vermeer, the lefty for three, a catch and shoot. And the Eagles back within a possession. Shetterly will just take it to the hole himself and find what he may look like an easy two. 18-15, a high-scoring first quarter. As we head into the second, Pella leading Pella Christian.
Sometimes you got to just take it all the way in.
Interception by Jungling. Coast-to-coast layup is in. Dan Jungling gets another steal and score his second of the game, another Pella turnover, and Pella Christian a quick 4-0 burst here. Float up a layup, no good, but there's Josh Van Gorp. He's not just tall, Trevor. He's gotten a step quicker, and he flew in to get the offensive rebound and the putback. 9 points for the big man.
And that's a difference maker for Pella Christian.
So now, as you mentioned, Nelson, there's Altman.
My.
Whoa!
Way downtown!
From the volleyball line, John Altman, a huge three, momentum back for the Dutch. Warren Page, the sticky fingers, gets the steal, and now Pella, another Eagles turnover, a corner, three is in, and canning it is Ryan Mace. As he hits the sharpshooter range, 30-23 Dutch.
And this is exactly the way Pella wants to play.
Jungling tries to get hot from three, and he knocks it down. Jungling, one of the best three-point shooters in the league a year ago, gets it started here. He's had a big first half, 9 points for him. There's a spin move in the lane. Cadwell, beautiful touch as he cuts it down the alley. And just like that, Trevor, Pella Christian's back within two. Pella led by as much as nine. Sturgeon and one. A great drive to the hoop. He draws the hurt and a chance for three. Down low to Van Gorp. A bounce pass and that's there all night. Josh Van Gorp is going to make it look easy. It's a matter if they can get the ball to him cleanly. Well, and that'll take us to the Central Tire and Auto Radio Halftime Show. 34-32, another good one here at Pella High School. The Dutch leading the Eagles. And speaking of big things, the hero from Tuesday night, Ryan Vandahar, buries a long shot for three. And on the other side, Josh Warner taking over here in this third quarter. Warner has a couple of buckets. Out to Jungling, left wing for three. It's short.
And there's another Sturgeon. Long rebound.
And there's the speed. Great teamwork, a give and go as it goes from Sturgeon to Warner for two. Agri just on the floor, out to Jungling, wide open three, yes! Dan Jungling buries a three and a needed one for the Eagles as they climb back to within four.
Got a little bit fortunate as there's
tip
a steal
and a
by
steal.
Vandahar.
Ryan Vandahar, he's looking for the dunk and he'll lay it off the glass and in. Couldn't quite get the dunk speed, saw some Pella players coming. It's a nice run for the Dutch and it's a timeout, Derek Schulte for Pella, and the Eagles fans really for the first time tonight, Trevor, on their feet.
And
there's
a
pickpocket. Shetterly all by himself flying down the floor. He is denied by Ryan Vandahar. And a rebound to Dan Jungling on the other side. Pella Christian's Isaiah Gritters will clean up the glass for two. And that is a huge momentum swing after the Shetterly steal.
Yeah, that could have been a six-point game. All of a sudden, it's a two-point ball game.
Dribbles, tries to spin past John Altman, draws contact and one. Jack Vermeer is at the line for the three-point play and a chance at the lead for the Eagles. Vermeer has it partially blocked, and Van Gorp fights through the rebound, the putback, and one. Josh Van Gorp showing a next-level play there. What nearly was another Pella Christian turnover is a big momentum play for the Eagles. But a great shot through it. Ryan Mace has been a key player for Pella in the second and third quarters, and we are knotted up 50-0, 90 seconds to go, and we still have a fourth quarter ahead of us. lasers one into Van Gorp. A good stop-and-go move off the window and through. Josh Van Gorp, a hard-earned 16 tonight. And the Eagles back on top. Warner feeds in to Page. A good no-look pass for Warner, finding the homecoming king for two.
Warren didn't even expect that one to hit him right between the fours. He collects it and lays it in to tie it at 52.
Out to Cadwell. In rhythm. Three! Yes! Kean Cadwell looks down the Dutch student section as the Eagles take the lead here in the third. The boys' main event is going to come down to the fourth quarter. 55-54. Eagles lead the Dutch. And now Logan Shetterly. Shetterly dribble, drive, right side. Beautiful kiss off the glass for two.
Yeah,
and the Dutch are back
time
on top.
For Shetterly before he gets it going on offense.
Dribble, drive, Shetterly. Another great move to get through the Eagles' defense and get two more. Vandahar to tie. Yes! Ryan Vandahar has been tough to keep down in this second half as he gets the Eagles their first points, and we are knotted up at 58-58 in the fourth. Grant Nelson cuts baseline and finds it on a layup for two.
Fake the dribble handoff to Shetterly. Everybody thinks the ball is going to number 12, and Grant sneaks down the baseline to tie it at 60. Telegraph pass stolen by Shetterly.
And off the glass and in. Logan Shetterly, a scoop and score, coast-to-coast lay-in, and just like that, in the blink of an eye, Pella a four-point lead. Long rebound, controlled by Vermeer, shot fake through traffic, and he'll tie it. What a move by Jack Vermeer to tie it again. The final horn, perhaps, and there's Jungling, and he'll get the runner to go. Dan Jungling had a big shot like that against ADM to tie it, and he does it here tonight. We're knotted at 66 all. Ooh, nearly throwing it away is the Eagles. Vandahar, dribble, drive, stuck in the lane.
Wow.
And he tried to find Van Gorp, and now it's a loose ball. And there's 2 seconds left.
Everybody's on the floor.
And you're going to get your overtime wish, I think.
Well, Pella gets the stop. Point three. We'll see if they put any more on the clock. Logan Shetterly is asking for some more time.
So extra basketball here tonight. What a way to kick off the conference season. We'll take a quick commercial timeout live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. It's OT at Pella High School. The Tulip City Showdown doesn't get better than this. Finding an opening, Grant Nelson, who lays it off the glass and in. Nelson cut behind the defense, and now Pella takes the OT lead. And what a move by Jack Vermeer to tie it up. A floater off the window and in.
We're getting some big-time play here down the stretch.
Warner found an opening. Weaves past Van Gorp, and he'll get the layup to answer.
They're not afraid to go at Pella Christian's big man. There's no doubt about that.
Vandahar in the corner. Down low, Van Gorp, and there's the easy two for Josh.
20 points, 9 rebounds for Josh Van Gorp.
Back and forth we go. We're tied at 70 now, 2 minutes into overtime. And there's Altman for three in the lead. He got it.
One of these early moments, the year-end recap. In the radio sports page over the holidays, Andrew, we might have a moment for you tonight.
There's going to be a lot of highlights on the radio sports page, and that's one of them. Both these teams split last year. Pella Christian has to move quickly here. It's Agri. You just got to get the two, young man, and he will get it. And one.
Nelson trying to step in front and draw a charge. 50-50 call goes the other way. Now a chance at a three-point play to make it a two-point game.
Down to Jack Vermeer. Vermeer, dribble, line, baseline, reverse, layup, it's in! And this game is tied. With 5 seconds, Pella can win the game. It's Logan Shetterly, dribble, drive, at the horn, no, and we're going to a second overtime. Jack Vermeer, another big play. And what more could we ask for here tonight, Trevor? Let's get four more on the clock. Cadwell down to Jungling, looking for Van Gorp. Down low, spin move, shot fake. Tries to weave through the defense, and he takes one extra step.
Grant Nelson, you know, you saw him in one of the games last year against Oskaloosa and what he did against Xavier Foster. He is undersized, and he does not care. That was a whale of a job against Josh Van Gorp.
Baseline, kicks it out. Cadwell down by two. Cadwell, spin move, the tie. It's knocked out of bounds off of Sturgeon.
Boy, Sturgeon just has some elevator-type hops, Andrew. I mean, he's not a big kid, but he has blocked a lot of shots in the early going there.
No-look pass in the corner. Agri for three! He got it! Brian Agri gives the Eagles their first overtime lead. And now Nelson tries to tie it, and he is knocked out of bounds by Josh Van Gorp and denied.
Brian Agri did not score in regulation. He had an old-fashioned three-point play in the first overtime. He goes new school here. He's got six, and the Eagles lead by two.
Sturgeon for the lead. He got it back. Trayton Sturgeon. They left him wide open from three.
And 18 for T to lead the Little Dutch.
The Dutch back up by one. Eagles basketball jungling. Feeds it to Vermeer. Back to Dan. Down low, Key and Cadwell. Out to Vermeer, looking for Agri. Low post. Van Gorp, Agri, can he do it again? The answer is yes, and the Eagles are back up by two.
9 overtime points for Brian Agri.
Kicking out in the corner, Altman, the fadeaway, are you kidding me?
Anything you can do, I can do better. And Altman puts the Little Dutch back up by one.
There's a minute left. There could be more. Van Gorp pours it in off the window and through Josh Van Gorp.
84-83, Eagles by one, 50 seconds to go. Shetterly calming it down a little bit for the white and green.
84-83, Shetterly in the lane, throws it away. Throws it away, he got tied up in the lane, looking for Sturgeon, and Pella Christian has a chance now to put this one in to their driver's seat with 38 seconds remaining.
Double bonus, both teams. Little Dutch trying to play some D.
And Sturgeon with a steal. A steal and a turnover, and Pella can win the game.
Nelson and Sturgeon together to get it, and the Little Dutch, they're going for it. 18 seconds, down by one.
Into Altman. Altman for three, rims out, and Pella Christian has the rebound. There's still time left, and there's the horn. Pella Christian will storm the floor, and the Eagles will steal an instant classic, 84-83 over Crosstown Pella. What a way to kick off our conference season and basketball coverage on KRLS.